Welcome back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation, as well as helping out those in need. If you have been as troubled as I have been watching what has gone on in Southern California with the wildfires, and you would like to get involved, you might have some money that you would like to donate, figure out which organization you would like to support, don't worry, Civic Media has got you covered. Just head on over to civicmedia.us, click on the banner at the top of the website. We've got more information, especially about a particular organization called the Convoy of Hope, which is a nonprofit helping to provide immediate relief to those in need. Again, we always got you covered here at Civic Media. Want to get back to this discussion about what Brad Schimmel has said in two recordings unearthed this past week. He said these things back in July of this past year, in July of 2024. My thanks to Luke, who's on the board for me today, for helping me get those facts straight for each and every one of you. What he said is important. Because in the state of Wisconsin, as well as for any federal judge, there is a rule, a very bright line rule, that a candidate for a judicial position will never and should never say what he or she will rule on a particular case. And if a candidate does so, not only should they not be elected to the position, there should be a variety of ethics investigations. Now, those are the rules. To zoom out even more, let's remember, should we conjure up a wee bit of what has happened in various confirmation hearings for federal, say, Supreme Court judges when asked all manner of questions, you know, about abortion back in the day, like Brett Kavanaugh? Every single one of these conservatives that ultimately voted to overturn Roe v. Wade, when they were in their Senate confirmation hearings and they were asked about a woman's reproductive freedom, about our freedom to choose what happens to our bodies, every single one of these then candidates, appointees to become Supreme Court justices, always invoked stare decisis, which is, I will follow the case law that has come before me. And of course, your honorable senator, I can't opine on a case that's not before me. I can't engage in hypotheticals. Litmus testing, of course, would be totally inappropriate. This is what they said. Of course, those were lies because they full well knew when they finally got the opportunity and there was enough of them, they would do away with a woman's right to choose. So keep that in mind as part of this bigger context. Now, the third piece of context that I want to give you is, let's recall this last Supreme Court election that we saw go down in this state. Remember this one with Janet Protasiewicz and that guy, I can't quite, oh yeah, Dan Kelly. And remember all of the hubbub about what then Judge Protasiewicz had said about Wisconsin legislative maps. She made a factual observation repeatedly on the campaign trail that talked about the fact that despite that the state of Wisconsin is either a bit left-leaning, a little bit more blue than red, or at best is purple, when we look before the redone maps, which we now are voting under, when we look back to those prior maps, you would see Republicans with nearly a supermajority. And she made the factual observation that on a mathematical basis, this seems quite awry. Now, Republicans back then lit their hair on fire. If you listen to my show pretty frequently, you know that I'm usually the one lighting my hair on fire on the radio. Back then, it was the Republicans absolutely losing their marbles about this. So much so that after Janet Protasiewicz handily beat Dan Kelly and was seated as a Supreme Court justice, Robin Voss, the guy that everybody loves to hate, called for her potential impeachment because she had violated this most sacrosanct rule that every single Republican nominee to any federal court judgeship has always hidden themselves behind while lying about whether or not they would overturn Roe. But that she had violated this rule. And so, according to Voss, she should be impeached. Okay, so these are the three pieces of really important context. The rule itself, which prohibits any candidate, whether by appointment or election, from saying to the electorate and people at large, I'm going to rule this way on this particular case, though the case is not before me. We've got the rule. We've got our memories, our recollections collectively that Republican appointees again and again and again sat in front of senators, swore an oath, and said, I can't, of course I'm going to follow the case law, including Roe v. Wade, and I can't tell you what I would do about any particular case that's not before me. And we have, as part of our collective contextual memory, the fact that Republicans freaked the frickin' frack out when Judge Janet Protasiewicz made mere factual observations, mathematical observations, about, frankly, how incredibly biased the prior legislative maps were in this state. And make no mistake, in addition to abortion being on the ballot this coming April, of course, our fair maps will be again on the ballot because Republicans will again challenge them, arguing that legislators should pick their voters and not the other way around. And of course, Act 10, the right of public sector employees to unionize, all those things will be back on the ballot. But with all of this, these three major pieces of context, with this in mind, we are going to listen to what Brad Schimmel said at an Adams County meet and greet on July 6, 2024, and then doubling down at a Calumet County meet and greet just a few weeks later on July 29, 2024. And because I do not want us to miss one little syllable about what Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel had to say, we're going to have to wait until the other side of this little break we got to take in just a couple of seconds here. But folks, if you want to get your two cents in on either the hypocrisy of Republicans in this state or just the absolute ridiculousness of Brad Schimmel's approach to this issue as he campaigns, or what is sure to be the barn burner of barn burner Supreme Court elections, probably the most expensive state Supreme Court election this nation has ever seen, likely to exceed the cost of the last one. 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.